my name's Alex. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is November 29th, 2014. I have a sponsor, and this is my home group. Was not expecting to be speaking at all today, so I really have nothing planned, which is good. I can just be honest about my experience with home group. This recently became my home group. I've had home groups in the past, and I can say that my sobriety is significantly better when I have a home group versus when I don't. I like to isolate. That's like my main shtick. When I was out, that was like what I loved to do, especially towards the end. I was like, you know, I used to spend Friday nights at the in the parking lot of my local Starbucks using the free Wi-Fi in the parking lot and just like using in the car by myself. That was Friday night, typically. It's funny now, but it was actually really depressing while it was going on. It was really depressing. You know, it's one of these things that when I got sober, I thought my life was over. I thought that, you know, I was 23, and I thought that it was a good run, mostly, and that I was just going to be consigned to a life of, you know, just like a boring life that like nothing was going to happen. And I got sober at a big young people's meeting down in Miami that's very similar to this one. And when I showed up, everyone was really happy to be there. And they were all, you know, smiling, laughing. Everyone knew each other. Everyone, you know, it's just like the camaraderie. And it looked, from the outside looking in, it really upset me. Because it, I don't know if you're ever pissed off and, like, you look at people that are happy. It just, at least for me, it makes me, like, significantly more pissed. So, you know, I'm pissed. I'm getting sober. I walk up to this group and everyone's happy. I'm fuming. And you know, I was at a point that I didn't know what else to do. I had run it, like I say, I'd run out of good ideas. And I just gave it a shot, you know, and I got a sponsor, and that sponsor, one of like the main things that he impressed upon me was the importance of home group. So I started showing up to this group every Saturday night is when this group met. And you know, I went from having no friends at all and just, like I said, spending Fridays alone, to like, you know, eventually over time, like if I'd miss a meeting or something like that, at least one person would call me and ask me where I was, or, you know, just having that accountability was huge for me, especially in the beginning. You know, and time has gone, as time goes on, I've gone through phases of, you know, being involved in home group, not being involved in home group. And the one thing that I've noticed is that for me, I, like I said, I quickly devolved back to being a loner and like isolating. So, and I also like to compare people's outsides to my insides. So like, I like to compare how people seem and look to how I feel on the inside. And that seems to be a lot stronger when I'm not actively involved in home group. For whatever reason, I don't know why. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend that I do. I don't. I just know that being part of a home group helps with that. So if you struggle with that, get involved with home group. It helps. And it was weird because, like I said, I had no friends. And after a while of coming to this particular meeting, I had a couple service commitments, and like, it started, like, I knew where the bathroom was, so, like, someone would show up that was new, and I, like, could point them to where the bathroom was, because I knew there, because I'd gone there a couple times, you know? And then slowly, like, you start taking pride in, like, in setting up chairs and you know, just being involved and, like, making sure that, like, for, you know, like, for example, I did cookies here, right? I did cookies here maybe, like, a few months ago, or I don't know when I did it, like, maybe September last year. When I was like starting to come around more often, and like I cared about like how good the cookies were, you know, and that is, it's important, you know, it's important to give a shit. I'm sorry. It's important to care about your home group, because it's like your home, you know. It's like I don't go to my own house and like, you know, destroy things and throw shit around and and act like a fool, you know. And I try to, it's important for me, to, at least for me, it's important to like treat the meeting that I have as my home group with respect and try to live up to like the, I guess, what I imagine like a good alcoholic or a good member of Alcoholics Anonymous would be, you know, and only because like I'm trying to set a good example to the new person that comes in. 5 minutes, thank God. I really am running out of home group topics quickly. And yeah, so like I said, I recently started coming around to this meeting. I moved here from Miami maybe like a couple years ago. Almost, that's kind of crazy to think. It feels like it was like last month. And it probably feels like that because I spent the better part of the last 2 years isolating. And, you know, I found myself in the same position where I felt terrible and would come to the meeting and everyone knew each other and I felt like an outsider and I felt like I didn't belong and it was different. And, you know, I'm not good at making friends. I must have, resting bitch face or something, you know. And I don't know, whatever. Any reason that I could think of, I'm like, why I didn't belong, you know. And it wasn't until I got into enough pain, I was able to pull someone aside from this home group and discuss and get honest about where I was, you know. And that for me was the stepping stone of starting to come more frequently and taking some accountability and in my own sobriety, and trying to show up and be a familiar face, you know, because, you know, it's tough when you're, at least for me, it was tough showing up to a meeting and trying to like have conversations with people who have known each other for years. You know, it's tough. It's at least for me, I'm not like this like outgoing person, you know. Just never have, don't think I will be. But I have found that kind of stuff matters less and less the more involved I am with my home group. And it's just weird how it works. I don't really know how it works. I just know that it does, that like there's a direct correlation with how comfortable I feel in my home group and how much service I have in that home group. So if you are new and you're just coming around and you don't have a home group, I think they said there's going to be a group conscious after, stick around, you know, just hang out and, you know, you can stand next to me. I'm going to sit in the corner and not really say much, not really have an opinion. I'm just going to be there because that's what home group members do. And yeah, that's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks, Alex. I really care about the cookies too, by the way. So, our group has asked Iris to be our main speaker tonight.
Oh, you could take that.